This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 4. This is letter 1095, and is dated on the 11th day of Tammuz in the year Tovshin Yud Aleph. The Rebbe says, it was with pleasantness that I received, and I found out from the letter of your father that you are studying Torah, that you have a big desire to study Torah, that you want to grow in Torah. And so he says, for sure, you'll hold on into this, in this strength, in this force, because this is also God's strength, as you say in the Pasuk in Sanhedrin, Yachzik b'muzu yasu shalom lisha, that the Torah talks about learning Torah for the sake of Torah, learning Torah lishma. And the Rebbe says, it explains in the Tanya, and in Chassidus, generally, how Torah is God's wisdom and is God's wishes. And since Hashem and His wisdom is one, so when one studies Torah, through the Torah, the promise that the Jew and the Torah and Hashem is one is fulfilled, because you are connecting with God through the Torah, because Hashem and the Torah is one, and you're studying it, so you're uniting with Hashem. The problem is, the Rebbe says, that when the sin of the Eitz Hadas, they had brought down death into the world. If it wasn't for the Eitz Hadas, then people would live forever. So, there's a sefer, a book of the Bechaya. He says that from the minute a child is born, he begins to dry out. So, in other words, you're already going down the drain. You know, from the minute you're born, that means that at the time that you're born, it's also the beginning of the process of death. From the time that you're born, and that is the meaning of the pasuk. He says, that on the day that you eat from it, you're going to die. Because since we brought in death to the world, it means from that moment, because literally it's a little bit hard to understand. Because Hashem said that if you're going to eat from it, you're going to die. But they didn't die. They lived for a long, many more years. Yeah, they lived. So how come? What happened to them is they're supposed to die, right? It said to them.
I guess it wasn't immediately.
The death starts immediately, actually. Because once the person is going to die later on, he already starts to dry out. It's the process of death has already begun. So when you eat it, you will die, which means since death was already declared in the world, so they already started that process. This is the physical. But Hashem looks in the Torah, creates the worlds. So everything that we see in the world we need to find a source in the Torah. Where do we see this? Because, for example, he says the Gemara in Chulin, our sages, they ask a question. Haman, what do we know from the Torah? What do you mean? What does Haman have to do with the Torah? Haman is in the Megillah. Haman was a Rasha. The Gemara asks, where do we find Haman in the Torah? The Gemara says, Amina Eitz Asher, from the trees, the word Haman is also the word Haman. That's the Gemara's answer. But the Gemara, what the Rebbe asks, what kind of question is it? Where is Haman in the Torah? Who says that Haman has to be in the Torah? That you're asking me a question, where is Haman in the Torah? But that means that the Gemara takes it for granted. There can be no Haman in the world if there is no source in the Torah. There has to be a Torah source for Haman. All these things has to be. One asks, where is Haman in the Torah? Because it comes from somewhere. In a similar way, the sin of Eitz Hadas, of the tree of knowledge, and later on the sin of the golden calf, because what happened is, the Jewish people, as they were standing on Mount Sinai, they freed themselves of the contamination, sort of, from the Eitz Hadas. But when they worshipped the eagle again, they recontaminated themselves. They became back the Zuama from what they had from the Eitz Hadas. That sin caused them that degradation again. So what it means is that Eitz Hadas caused forgetfulness in Torah. Forgetfulness in Torah. As the Gemara says in Maseches Erevin, in Daled Aleph, that had not been for the sin of the Egel, then Torah would not have been forgotten by the Yidden, by the Jewish people. So it means that the forgetfulness is based on this sin. Because forgetting in a concept is almost, spiritually, is like death. Death, the person dies. If you forget an idea, that idea dies basically in your mind. You don't have it any longer. So it's the equivalent in the spiritual level to death. So just like with literally death, it's fully death. It says 70 years. It's only if a person has strength, gvuras, then it's 80 years. Sometimes 120 years, but why does it... So why does a person die then, completely? It is because it started off when the child was born. As the Baha'i said, you start drying out from when the time is born. So the same thing is with the Torah, the Rabbi says. Same thing is with the study of Torah. That how could there be totally forgetting later on? Is it because when you studied in the beginning, you didn't study it properly? The reason you forget, it's like the forgetfulness, is because it was not studied properly. As the sages tell us in Erev Nadal Aleph, over there it says, if the Torah is sort of arranged in all of your 248 limbs, which means you're fully engaged, then it's mishtameres, then it's kept. Which means if you're fully engaged, then the Torah sort of encompasses you, every part of you, then it's preserved. Look at the Tanya Resh Pelkanos Lamed Zayin, that this is also in the way of study of Torah. And in the Torah itself, there is two parts, which the Zohar, the Holy Zohar, calls the body of Torah. And as the rabbis say about the Mishnah, that's the Gufei Torah, bodies of Torah, the Mishnah. And then there is the soul of the Torah, which is the esoteric part, the Torah. So from this was understood that one who only has a relationship or business with the human body, he still has a connection with the person because he deals with the human side, with the physical side. But yet, in order to be a full connection of livelihood and that he should be fully desirable and given good fruit, you need to know the structure of the body and all the details and all matters. And it's very important that a person should reflect in the existence and what the soul of the person, her details, her aspects, and then you can direct all human activities as far as the body goes. The same thing is in the parable over here we're talking about. There were days in the past which most Jewish people were healthy in Torah and mitzvahs. So the Torah goes by the majority, as the Rambam says, we go by the most people. So just as the healthy body, everybody had to eat and drink. So then they learned the revealed part of Torah, the simple meaning of Torah. And it was only those people who had an occupation with the inner limbs of the entire story of the Jewish people, especially with the heart, with the mind, they were occupying themselves with the inner parts of Torah. But when so much time has passed, and because of our sins we've been exiled from our land, the world itself, the darkness has been increased more and more, our hearts have been diminished, our minds have become confused. As the Navi declares, from the toe or from the bottom of the leg until the head, there is no there is no ein bei mesoim, which means there's no refuge. There's no unaffected area. Every part of us has been affected. There's nothing pure left anymore in us. So we cannot be satisfied just by eating and drinking alone. That's not sufficient. You also got to find medicine for healing. The greater the darkness, the greater the danger. The danger for the person who is sick. And the importance and the essential need for medicine to heal goes on and becomes greater. The main thing is to strengthen and to arouse the life in the neshama, the inner soul of the Jewish soul. So then you can stay strong, hold fast, regardless of all the tests that we've been put through, all the blocks, all the disguises, the challenges. The Torah talks about the majority again. It is important for all of us to learn the inner part of Torah, which is the teaching of Chassidus. That brings healing to the world, as explained in the Pamvetz Chaim for the Rebbe Rashab Nishmosein. So what do we have from all the above? What comes out? As the sages say in Shabbos Lamed Aleph Aleph, on the verse V'hoyu Munositecho Yiras Habayihi Yitzre, it says over there that you need to have, he says, gives an example over there. He asked them to bring up all the grain up to the attic. Then he asked them, did you put in the Kav of Chumtin? Chumtin was the preservative that could make sure that it wasn't red. He said no. So he said, you might as well not have brought up all the thing. You might have had your trouble, because it's going to get ruined. Which means, you need the preservative. If you don't have the preservative, then it's all going to go. The Gemara makes the allusion that the Yiras Chet, to the fear of Hashem, of the sin, to serve Hashem, that is the Kav Chumtin, that is the measure of Chumtin, that keeps the whole Torah, everything else that you're learning. Even if a person who studied all the six orders, and still, if you are, that's what we learn from the Pasuk, Emunas Yitecha, which is talking about the different orders of the Mishnah. So a person studied all the orders of the Mishnah. If God's fear of God is your storage, you have it in your, then you're good. Eloi loi, but if not, no, then it does no good. And he concludes over there, you're better off not learning altogether, because don't bring up the wheat, don't do all this, don't bring up the grain, because it's going to get lost. This was said about that time and that place, that people could have reached the level of Torah without extra effort, maybe even without any effort. But how much so more in our days, that we see vividly that when you occupy yourself in the teaching of Chassidus, the inner part of Torah, the great majority of people remain God-fearing. As opposed to these youngsters who say, no, we're just going to learn Torah, we're not going to learn the esoteric part of Torah, not going to learn Chassidus. In my majority of them, the, God forbid, what comes to be fulfilled for them, the saying of our sages in Yevamah Daf Kutes Amud Beis, that one who says, I just have Torah, in this case, I just have Torah, no Yiras Shamayim, no fear of heaven, no mitzvahs, no Chassidus, doesn't even have even Torah not. This is by everybody. How much more so? Those who are privileged, that their fathers were Chassidim, and that means that he is in an environment that you know about the teaching of Chassidus, and you know about the conduct of the way of Chassidus. So that's a clearly pointing with a finger from above. They're pointing to you that Hashem placed you on a very good portion without your efforts in it. This is something which you were born into. And Hashem tells you, choose this for you. And go and occupy yourself in the teaching of Chassidus. And it's self-understood that then his success would be in a totally different level. And not only that, this will give you the energy even in the reveal part of Torah. that you should study Torah, the revealed part of Torah, without any blocks, without any distractions, extra distractions and questions. And the main thing is that you will learn with an inner energy, vitality, and then you will have fulfilled that Hashem, the Torah, and the Jew are all one. I would be interested, Rebbe says after this introduction, what is that you're learning in Hasidus that for sure you are going on and increasing as our sages have ruled, and according to many opinions it's from the Torah, that you gotta continuously upgrade in holiness, never go down, just continuously do more. I look forward for good news. Really, what's good? Good is Torah and the luminary of Torah. And I sign off with the blessing of success with the study of Torah with Yerushalayim. Study of Torah with the fear of heaven.
Was this the letter from
1094?
This is 1094.
No, 1095.
That was a long letter. Incredible.
Yeah, but here, the Rebbe was getting him to get involved in Chassidus. Here you can see, if you have it all. I mean, this letter has to be read once, twice, and three times until you get the. There's a lot of nuances here, there's a lot of sources here, there's a lot of study over here. But the bottom line is to study Chassidus.